This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grover Norquist. He's the president at Americans for Tax Reform. Mr. Norquist has testified before the president's National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform. Later this year, we're expected to get a final report from that commission with recommendations on how to bring down the nation's soaring national debt. Mr. Norquist has 14 key points, as well as some other ideas on how the commission ought to work. And Mr. Norquist, it's great to have you with us, as always.
Glad to be with you.
First of all, before we get to a couple of these ideas, what was your sense when you testified before the commission at the end of June on what their attitude was and what we're likely to hear from them later this year?
Well, I had a rather long argument with Arlen, Alan Simpson, who has Arlen Specter's politics, unfortunately, who is the Republican co-chairman of this effort. And he went on and on making the case for higher taxes, unfortunately. And he was not pleased that my presentation started with, don't raise taxes, because if you raise taxes or even discuss raising taxes, you will never get to a conversation and a list of possible spending restraint. Tax increases are what politicians do to avoid making the difficult decisions about governing. I was one of very few people testifying who was not on the government dole and who wasn't there explaining why they needed more money.
Well, let's go through some of your ideas to reduce spending now, Grover. Number one on your list is to resurrect the Byrd Committee. Explain to our listeners what that is.
This is one of my favorites because it's a new idea that's been done before, which means it's safe. It was actually in 1942, Senator Harry Byrd, conservative Democrat of Virginia, said, let's set up a committee, House and Senate committee, which they did, whose job was to reduce and eliminate unnecessary federal expenditures. This was the committee which came up with the idea of eliminating the Work Projects Administration that was a big spender during the Depression. That also closed down the Civilian Conservation Corps, which had kids out in the woods building stuff during the Great Depression. These are both sort of make work projects from the 1930s that were put to sleep as a result of this commission. And I think it would be extremely helpful. This commission was closed down in 1974 by the Democrats, but in its first 3 years during World War II, it saved taxpayers in today's dollars over $30 billion. We ought to do that again so that young politicians can run for office promising to come to Washington not to join the Appropriations Committee, but to join the Anti-Appropriations Committee.
We're talking with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. And Grover, among these 14 points, there's clearly a focus on reducing spending when it comes to the federal workforce. You want to freeze the salary and benefits of federal workers, require all eligible workers to compete for their job with a private sector firm, and then hire, point number nine, hire only one new federal employee for every two that retire. Just how big of a problem and a drain on our resources is the federal workforce right now?
Right now, the federal government employs people and it pays them about 40% more for similarly qualified jobs. You get paid 40% more if you work for the federal government. That includes both higher pay, you know, your check each month, but also higher health care benefits, more expensive health care benefits, and particularly and also more expensive pensions. That alone, if you just went and said, if you're serving at a restaurant like the Senate restaurant, you should make the same thing that people who work in restaurants, other places, and other clerks and other offices, federal versus private sector. If you simply had fairness between government workers and the federal government and the private sector, that alone would save taxpayers $47 billion. Dollars each year. So in a decade, in 10 years, $500 billion.
Let me get your thoughts on a couple more of these ideas I think that a lot of people would think were good ideas, but maybe not real clear on how they would save a lot of money. Number one, giving the public 5 days to read a bill before it goes to the floor, putting every federal transaction and contract online, and also not allowing members of Congress to name buildings or other structures to themselves and not being allowed to name anything after you until you're dead. How would that actually save money?
Well, if they'd had to put the stimulus spending, the $800 billion so-called stimulus package, online so that everybody could read it, so that radio talk show hosts and columnists and accountants and average citizens could go on and take a look at things, and with search engines, you know, check and see various projects. If that had been up for 5 days, some of the most ridiculous spending would have been discovered before the bill was passed. It would have slowed down and stopped the entire process. It certainly would have saved us billions and billions of dollars as people took some of the obvious pork barrel spending out because it didn't pass the laugh test. Within days of the bill passing, we discovered things, but by then it's too late. And there's only so much interest people have in looking for ridiculous spending if you can't stop it. So making sure that people can read the bills, I don't mean the politician. I don't care if Barney Frank reads the bills before he votes for them, because he'll read a bad bill and vote for it. I want to know that Barney Frank's constituents can read the bill before he votes for it.
Just about a minute left with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. And another one on here, Grover, is term limit appropriators. We just, of course, covered the passing of Senator Byrd, who was legendary for the amount of money he brought back to West Virginia. Folks like Ted Stevens, Daniel Inouye, key appropriators who have been on that panel in key positions for decades. How big of a difference do you think turning that over every 2, 4, 6 years would make there?
Well, one of the things that the Republicans did going into the 94 elections with the contract with America was that they term limited committee chairmen. And that meant you could only be a chairman for 6 years. That tremendously reduced the power that committee chairmen have. And if we do the same thing with simply being on the Appropriations Committee, that, I think, would be a tremendous step forward.
We'll be watching to see what this commission does. But based on what you said earlier, it might not be the most optimistic waiting game here. Grover, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Glad to be with you.
Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.